Since the co-applicant board is focused on oversight of the HRSA Health Center Program project, a significant portion of this module will outline key board responsibilities from the HRSA Health Center Program Compliance Manual, and specifically Chapter 19 on Board Authority and Chapter 20 on Board Composition. So what are those roles and responsibilities? Chapter 19 of HRSA's Health Center Program Compliance Manual notes that, first, the board must meet monthly with quorum. Quorum refers to the number of board members with a vote that must be present for a meeting for it to officially count as a meeting. The health center gets to define what a quorum is. Second, the board has a responsibility for oversight of the health center. If the public entity has different lines of business, such as housing, or the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children, also known as WIC, the health center board only oversees the health center program services and activities funded by HRSA. Third, the health center must have bylaws. These bylaws outline the responsibilities of the Board of Directors, and requirements for bylaws can be found in Chapter 19, Board Authority, and Chapter 20, Board Composition of the HRSA Health Center Program Compliance Manual. Fourth, the Health Center Governing Board must assure that the Health Center is operated in compliance with federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Fifth, the health center must approve the selection of, termination, and oversight of the health center's project director or CEO. In a public entity model, the public agency, such as the health department or hospital, may have its own CEO, but HRSA requires that the health center has a project director to oversee the program. Sometimes in a smaller organization, the CEO of the public agency and health center may be the same person. Remember, if this is the case, the governing board of the health center still has a responsibility to oversee that individual for the health center. Sixth, the governing board has the responsibility to adopt or approve the following items: the scope and availability of services. So essentially, what services the health center will provide and how it will provide those services. The service locations, meaning where will these services be provided, and finally, the hours of operation. Seventh, the board has to approve or adopt the following items. The strategic plan. This plan is like a roadmap and provides the health center with the direction to meet its mission and goals. The quality improvement plan, which includes policies. And finally, the health center program budget. Remember, this budget is only for the health center program. Eighth, the board has the responsibility to oversee the health center project objectives. You may be asking yourself, what are project objectives? These are items such as service utilization patterns, meaning is there a certain time more patients are seen during other times, such as during the winter months due to the flu? Or productivity. Examples would be the numbers of patients seen, number of patients scheduled or no-shows. Efficiency or effectiveness of the health center. This may be the clinical and financial data that the health center tracks. And finally, patient satisfaction or patient grievances. There needs to be a process for the board to hear and learn about what patients are needing.